Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Darrell Ryder joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome him in day after the Super Bowl. Darrell, how did you enjoy that experience last night? Which was your favorite punt?
It was horrible.
It wasn't that bad.
It will not go down as an instant classic. Will not be a game that I will remember. Even the commercials weren't that great, in my opinion. I thought the NFL spot was probably the best one of the night and the highlight of the night.
Darrell, I thought that you don't like a defensive struggle at all? You don't like any good strategy?
I like points.
No?
Yeah, I like points.
Okay, well, that's the end of that conversation right there.
I thought it was going to be a shootout. I really did. I thought we'd have scoring into the 30s, and it'd be a lot of fun watching Brady and Goff run up and down the field. Certainly, I thought there'd be, a key defensive play, an interception, fumble recovery, something, sack, whatever. But I did not expect that it would take until about 4 minutes to go in the game before we finally got a touchdown.
The thing I was a bit disappointed in was that, Stephon Gilmore was all over the place, but they still made Julian Edelman the MVP. It doesn't always have to be an offensive guy who's the MVP, but, that's just me talking there. The Dangerous One, Darrell Ryder, joining us on the show. All right, Peter King wrote in his Football Morning in America, he is hearing that it's going to be Browns and Patriots that Thursday night game to kick off the 2019 season. Are you a fan of that?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Because if there's ever a time for the Browns to be in a position to beat the Patriots... Absolutely. It's early in the season. They usually don't wake up until mid to late October, early November, and get on their roll. So, sure, I think that'd be great. And, you go back to that NFL commercial, Pat Mahomes wasn't sitting next to Tom Brady. Baker Mayfield's the quarterback that the league chose to market there. So, I think that's one thing we've learned this last week that, Baker Mayfield really is a superstar in the making. If he handles his business on the field, he is going to be a major marketing tool for the National Football League going forward.
Darrell Ryder, join us on the hotline. So what did you think when you got the news over the weekend that it was a clean sweep? Saquon Barkley got both Rookie of the Years.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but you can't argue with a guy that got over 2,000 scrimmage yards. That
I think I can. I think I did. I can absolutely argue against it when I have Baker Mayfield.
But
I think that's the whole point of it.
But the thing is I was hoping that the Associated Press writers would do a little more critical thinking there and look at what Baker Mayfield accomplished in such a short amount of time. And if you projected what Baker was able to do in just 13 starts, 14 games overall, over a 16-game season, and the numbers he should have and could have put up had he started from week one, Baker would have walked away with it. And the fact that he won 7 games in just, basically won 50% of his games, played in 14 games, won 7 of them. With a franchise that didn't win a single game the previous year. So I would have given it to Baker. He was my pick for Rookie of the Year. He's who I voted for when we submitted our stuff, our ballots for the Pro Football Writers. Of course, Baker was Rookie of the Year for the PFWA, but I think that the AP writers absolutely got it wrong. I don't feel that Saquon Barkley's impact on his football team, although he put up great statistical numbers, the overall impact on his team wasn't nearly as special and significant as the one Baker Mayfield had on the Cleveland Browns last year.
If the Rams had Baker Mayfield instead of Jared Goff, who wins that game yesterday? Want to have some real fun Homer radio? You want to do that?
Yeah, I don't know that Baker would have won that game last night. Listen, Bill Belichick once again showed that he's the greatest coach of all time, indisputable. You know, New England is one of the greatest dynasties in pro sports history, and especially in this modern world of the NFL, of parity and trying to have an economic system that allows your teams to go from worst to first every year. For the Patriots to sustain the level of excellence that they have is really is something special, no question about it. But so, Homer Radio, we are not there, Anthony Lima. I don't think that Baker Mayfield beats that Patriot defense last night.
Daryl joining us on the show. I 1,000% disagree with you. I think Baker, if you put Baker Mayfield with the LA Rams, I think Baker Mayfield, I don't know if you win the game. I think you would have done a better job. You know what? If everything went the way it was, I bet Baker Mayfield wins that game with the LA Rams yesterday. I think he does. I think the question then becomes, I don't think that the moment's too big for him. I wonder if it was for Jared Goff. And yeah. I tell you, Daryl, this whole business where people are questioning Sean McVay this morning. I question Jared Goff. If we're still sitting here in year three and we have to be so intricate and then so just a matter of fact about pointing out what he needs to do in the upcoming play, that tells me this is a guy who can't read coverages the way that he's supposed to, or at least be able to pre-diagnose at the line. And so if he's not able to do that the way Baker already has been able to show that he can, and obviously not every wrinkle, he's not seen every wrinkle in the NFL yet, but if he's not able to do that, that throws some red flags up for me, Daryl. I think Baker could do that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I agree with you in the sense that there is no moment that's going to be too big for Baker Mayfield. That I 100% agree with you. He is a player that strikes me as someone that will not be bothered or worried about or any. He will just go out and play, and he'll thrive in adversity. He'll thrive in the spotlight, no question. Goff was off last night. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen him play. He picked a bad night to have a bad night. Sean McVay, the genius, Bill Belichick reincarnate, whatever they're calling him. We got to a point with Sean McVay that the water boy next year was going to be interviewed for head coaching jobs. I think that he had a bad night from a coaching perspective as well. So those two who were supposed to be the new elite of the NFL, they certainly didn't look like it last night. And Bill Belichick and his defensive game plan. And you got to give Brian Flores some credit too, for his involvement. He'll get the Miami Dolphins job either today or tomorrow officially, but he deserves credit for the way the Patriots were able to go out there and execute and shut down the second ranked offense in the NFL and hold them to just 3 points. It was pretty incredible watch, but Goff was off last night. The touchdown that Jason McCourty was able to recover and break up in the end zone, had that throw been about, 5 seconds earlier, it was wide open touchdown. To your point, Ken, he wasn't seeing things right last night, but I do think that the Patriots defense deserves a lot of credit for that.
The Dangerous Wendell writer on the show, I do want to make a correction. Peter King said he would pick the Browns versus Patriots, not that he's hearing anything officially yet, so go right on ahead. I didn't say officially, but fine.
Daryl, Tom Brady with his 6th Super Bowl, where are you putting him now among the greats? Does it change your mind either way? Would yesterday winning or losing have changed your mind on where he stacks up all time?
No. Last night's outcome, I would not have, at least in my opinion, Anthony, changed the overall legacy of the New England Patriots. Win or lose, to me, in my opinion, Brady, Belichick, that dynasty still cemented as one of the greatest of all time, whether they won or lost.
Greatest dynasty in pro sports?
I think a case could be made. I mean, Jordan's 6-for-6 with the Chicago Bulls is pretty hard to argue against because he got there 6 times. He won all 6. Perfect. But in this day and age of the National Football League, to get 10 Super Bowls and win 6 of them, That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. And to do that over an 18-year span, they've won three of the last five Super Bowls now. I think that you could make a case that, yeah, that this indeed is one of the greatest dynasties in pro sports just because of the way the league is structured these days.
And you look at the teams, it's really because remember there was a 10-year period in between. It's all put into one dynasty. It's really two separate dynasties, just with the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, just with the same organization. Because gosh, those guys who played on those early teams, some of them guys are old men now. So it is certainly changed between those two groups of players. Go ahead, Anthony.
All right, just one last thing, Darryl. As you look at the two types of teams that were there last night, and obviously one's an offensive coach, the other is a defensive coach, but the way that they were built, the way that they went about free agency. Where do you think John Dorsey is trending? Do you think he's going to do it more the Rams way, where they're going to stock up big time on big names and get them ready to play next year to try to help this team go to the Super Bowl? Or do you think it'll be the Patriots, the way that they build with all their role players?
I think that John's going to try and go the happy medium, and I'm not dodging your question, Anthony. I think he's going to use trades to bolster this roster here. He's got a lot of draft picks that he can play with. I don't think he's going to use 11 draft picks, okay? They don't need 11 rookies on this football team. They need guys that can step in, play now. You're no longer in the draft and development stage. You are in the win football games now stage. End the playoff drought, get to the playoffs, make some noise in January, and then obviously at some point here, hopefully we are talking about the Cleveland Browns having some whiff of involvement on a Super Sunday. So I think he's going to make some trades and be active in that regard. I also do think that he is going to be active in free agency, maybe a splash or two, and then he's going to do – just look what he did last March and how he approached that. The big splashes came via trade, and then he basically filled in the roster with the draft and free agency. And I kind of anticipate that he's going to take a similar path. And for everybody that's freaking out over the fact that they rolled over another $59 million in salary cap space, or $56 million, I'm sorry, in salary cap space, and they're going to have around $100 million to play with, that salary cap space is going to disappear rather quickly when Demarius Randle gets his contract extension, Myles Garrett gets his, Baker Mayfield's going to come up here in a couple years as well. So they're going to need to roll over some salary cap space over these next couple of years while still winning football games and being a playoff team, because they're going to have some big contracts they're going to have to lay out to keep their star players.
Darryl, you're a wonderful man and a beautiful soul. We'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, guys. Have a great one.
The Dangerous One, Darryl Ryder, on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Coming up in a bit, Gladys Knight might have cost you big bucks yesterday. Also, Lima Likes, next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.